something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we play a brand new game, Slogan or Nogan.
We play the top five I Got a Pool jams.
Plus, you'll meet Gord Gak around the campfire. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hey!
Slogan or Nogan?
Slogan or Nogan?
We're starting with a game.
Starting with a game this week.
With a game.
153. Right?
With a game. With a
game. 153. Those guys that can't sing high, but they try.
Oh, man.
In the back. pushing it. Okay. All right, so let's start.
Cherubay, we're starting with Slogan or Nogan.
Oh, man, who's that big cokehead guy?
Summer cold.
No, you gotta say that.
Ask me how I'm doing.
So, how you doing?
Oh, man, not too bad, I guess. I have this summer cold that, I can't even shake.
No, dude, you just came out of the bathroom. You didn't sound like that 5 minutes ago.
No, I did. It's like my seasonal allergies. There must be pollen in the air or something.
Why are you speaking so fast all of a sudden?
What are you talking about, man? Just anyways, can we get back to our dinner?
Oh, man, I don't
defensive Gak restaurant guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's like...
Okay, let me try it again. Ready? I'm coming back to the table.
Okay. Dude, what is this? Dude, you that's the third time you've gone.
Dude, I had small bladder syndrome. Body, yeah. You never heard of that? Can I have a bite of your steak?
Sure. But you haven't even touched yours yet.
Oh, is mine here? Right on.
Man.
Anyways, what do you guys want to do after this?
Well,
we should totally go to the X.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We're having Chinese food.
No, dude, I mean, we should go to the X and wait till it opens.
But, like, I'm tired. Everyone's all banged up.
You don't think I'm tired too, bro? I'm just saying, it opens in like 5 hours. We can probably make that happen.
You look like it's 8 a.m.
Let's go to, tell you what, let's get an Uber. I don't care. I'll pay to sit there all night till they open.
No, I'm cool. Oh, man, that's totally that guy.
He's the worst. Do you have a cold, man? What do you bead? What do you bead? All right, Slogan or Nogan? Give each other slogies, and you have to guess if it's a real slogan or a Nogan.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out some version of, like, no pain, slow gain. But Slogan or Nogan, there it is.
Yeah.
Nice and simple. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Because you're getting a pool?
Yeah.
Hey, nice lining. Frontier Pool Supplies. Hey, nice lining. Frontier Pool Supplies. Hey, nice
Come
lining.
Come on.
Frontier Pool Supplies.
That's got to be a Nogan.
Why?
Because... Who was like, guys, I've got it. I don't know. Now I'm in my head about it. It's so dumb. I'm going to say Nogan.
Okay, you're right, Nogan.
Well, I guess the kitten's out of the clutch. We went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on whether to put in a pool.
Yeah, he's getting a pool, buds.
In this part of the country, it really doesn't make a lot of sense because the season is so short.
Big changes, though, for next year, and big changes the summer of TNT.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
So what we ultimately decided is there are two reasons. One, if we're going to get one, we should do it now when they're young instead of debating every year.
Yep.
And two, I was talking to my friend Steve Wilson, who said he has teenage kids, and he always knows where they are.
Yeah.
Because they want to hang out at the pool. So they're always home. They're always around.
Nice.
Of all the bad reasons or reasons to not do it, those two for us, we were really 50-50 on the fence for a long time.
Are you going with the like the little grotto vibe or like just the simple off? It's obviously off the kitchen.
It's off the back deck, yep.
Yeah, so are you just going to add a little fenced in kind of vibe area?
Yeah, here's the interesting thing. I should never have prefaced it by saying it's interesting because it's not. Now people have their arms crossed like, oh, let's see if I'll be the judge of whether it's interesting.
Yeah.
Street sense guy.
But that's why that's the best thing about the pod. We're laying it on the table for you.
It's true. In our part of the world, because we're outside of town, we actually don't need a permit from the county to put in a pool. But what we do need, because of our conscience...
Water down the wrong tube, sorry.
If we don't need a permit, maybe we don't need a fence. But your conscience would dictate you need a fence, because what if a baby deer wandered up and fell in and drowned?
Yeah.
So we have to do the whole fence dance around the pool. It's an in-ground pool. We are having a heater, which was really important to me because I think it lengthens the season. You okay, bud?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good now.
Can you imagine if you choked and had to call 911, and I'm talking about the fact that we're getting a salt water pool?
I'm pretty sure I'd be like pounding the table or something.
That would be the height of insensitivity.
Right in the middle of the storm, I'm looking out at Story, a full-on classic Southern Ontario blast of rain is happening. A little thunderstorm rip.
Had to break the air?
Oh, it's coming right into here. It's just burning. Like, I don't know if you can hear it. But it's really, it's Berlin. Let's get a little taste of the old...
Has it been 40 degrees for days and it just the earth needed to wash itself?
Yeah. Probably hear it now. The bods
now it'll be cool 37 degrees for the next week.
It'll add, this will be a layer to the pod here. Tim will be like, why did you do that? Why is there a big background storm sound? Hey, it's like our animated clips, like... We have the fire now added to it.
Yeah.
We have a little fire there. By the way, we love the fact that we've got over 14 clips now on the YouTubes. So you can go into a little TNT wormhole and watch all those fun little stories from previous eps.
Yep, you've been quarterbacking that while I've been working on Harapy. We've been tag team divide and conquering. And the interesting thing about the animated clips, too, is because you're going back through the vault, it's also festival of different sound qualities.
Yeah.
Because some of them are back before I totally cracked the nut. Although I was even listening to last week's show, and because I did each segment in a different place, the sound is not super consistent either.
But it's way better now. We're all good.
Okay, so, slogan. You ready?
No, but have you finished the pool story? The back... What you're building the oasis back there.
Well, like everything, there are so many choices. So heater was one thing I felt pretty strongly about.
Yeah.
Apparently salt water is less maintenance. And all that means is they put like an ounce of salt in it. It's not like ocean water or anything.
Yeah.
We also went for the robot instead of the, what are they called? The sucky suckies?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. The thing that goes around the bottom?
Yeah.
So you got that thing burling around the bottom, the little guy?
Yeah, what's it called? The sucky sucky.
Man, I don't know. It's the burler, little sucky burling.
The sucky sucky, that would have been a good slogan.
I don't know about that. That's a little greasy.
In any event,
the bottom feeder.
The bottom feeder, the sculpin. There's a robot now that if you are away, it can start itself and clean by itself. So we went that route. Because really what everyone says is they require so much maintenance.
They do.
That is the A part. The B part is we, as you know, live in a field, and the field is off the bay, and the wind can come burling in off the bay. So our fence has to really be intense.
Well, either intense or open, like iron styles, you know what I mean? Like wind goes right through it.
I know, but then if you're in the pool and your towel's blowing in the water and, like, the wind is intense.
No, yeah, you're right. You want it to kind of keep a little space for yourself. Are you going to have, like, you're going to fire some barbecue action out there and some...
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to make a whole thing, but we might not get all that done this year.
No.
The big challenge is the fence has to not obstruct Carol's view of the pool and my view of the pool from the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we suddenly have this big fenced in area, some of which will be grass, and it's kind of a drag to mow grass inside the pool area. I know it's not even a problem, but this is just, these are some of the things that we're considering. So maybe it's like picnic area or maybe some patio stones. Anyway.
Nice.
We had to enroll the girls in basketball camp even though they're not basketball players, because you can imagine how fired up they were for this thing to happen this week. So trying to explain to a kid, like, it's going to still be several days, even though the dig started this morning, they're like, what? But what do you mean? So Shug's been using her own money and gift cards and stuff to buy pool floaties. And in the last couple of days, she started blowing them up.
Oh.
Yeah, she's ready.
Well, what's the timeline? I think like a month or something, or 3 weeks?
No, not even. In theory, the longest it could be is probably 7 days from dig to in the well.
Yeah, but the patio stuff as well, it like that'll all be done too?
No.
That's what I mean. All that stuff are probably like to get to it, and you'll have that area, right? So it'll just be they'll be swimming in a week, but then you'll be rocking through the rest of the summer to finish it.
Here's my guess, and don't tell them. I think they'll be swimming by Thursday.
Oh, wow.
But they'll just be walking through debris and fuselage to get to the water. Anyway, slogan or nogan?
Hey, you just throw down a couple mattresses.
Oh, yeah, a couple old mattresses that we found in the free tab in Kijij.
Soiled mattresses with tarps over them.
Well, speaking of soil and speaking of segues, I now have all the dirt that came out of where the pool was. And apparently it's a whole thing. Like I'm sure you've driven by places that say like clean fill wanted.
Yeah, no, I know for sure. I'm just closing the, that's enough with the water.
Do it. So people want to have this fill. So I was talking about it with my father-in-law, and I was like, well, I don't know. I might stop into one of those guys that says clean fill wanted and see if he'll come get it. And he's like, oh, no. Those guys generally don't want to come get it. They want you to drop it off.
Yeah.
So I'd have to pay to truck some dirt to this guy because he wants clean fill. Might as well just chuck it in my field.
You could, I don't know. Maybe some bods can say, hey, you know what you can do with that dirt? Some guy will say, oh, you can make a nice ramp and drive stuff over it.
There you go. Well, you should have seen the guy with the loader who dug the dirt out. He made a table out of the dirt for him to drive up on. Anyway, those guys are super skilled.
Oh, man.
Alas. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It is not an inconsiderable expense. It is something that we really hemmed and hawed about for a long time. And for better or for worse, time will tell. We are pulling the trigger on.
Yes, I love it. I'm psyched.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'll see it finished.
Yeah, you will.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. You'll be doing cannonballs in the deep end.
You sure? Yeah, right?
Well, that's the other thing that you ask yourself. Like, suddenly, if the kids in the neighborhood, you know, could there aren't many, but if kids They'll are hanging out over here, that's our responsibility, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's like Field of Dreams style. They'll just start coming from all over the place, knocking
walking
on the
out
door.
Of the cornfield.
Can I come hang out here? I'm telling you. You'll
or
be
fence
it.
Hoppers?
Yeah, people coming at night, you look in there, it's like the guy with the hat. The guy with the hat.
The lights on? All right, here we go. Slogan or nogan, ready?
What's the next one? Yeah, go.
Carl's Jr. You know the fast food place in the States?
Yeah, Carl's Jr.
Known for their racy advertising with like your Carmen Electras and Paris Hiltons and people like that.
Yeah.
Here's a slogan, or is it? If it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face.
That sounds like, what is it again? Realgan?
Slogan or nogan?
Slogan.
That's a slogan.
Yeskin. Sure.
That's a slogan. Well done. Okay, hit me.
Okay, been there, dump that. Like, dump. Been there, dump that. Bin storage.
Come on.
Been there, dump that. Bin storage.
I want more than anything for it to be a slogan.
What is it, bot?
Slogan.
It is. It's real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that classic? You ready?
It's around here. Okay, yeah.
Handy's paper towels. Let us wipe that smile off your face.
That sounds like a slogan to me.
That's a nogan, bud. I made that up.
Oh, man.
I love slogan or nogan.
I love it, too.
I love it because it has play-along factor for the buds listening.
You're like But yours are like competing with the marketing team.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
If you're worth a salt, you'll use our asphalt. Von Donald paving.
If you're worth the salt, you'll use our asphalt?
Yeah. Man. Slogan.
I'm gonna say slogan. Well done.
That's a noggin, bud.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Greasy. Yeah, hang on a sec. I'm gonna while you say it.
Well, you
say something, hang on.
All right, Odd, you're going to the bathroom. Hey, I might slide in there with you real quick. Do you need a spotter? Oh, sorry, man. Do you need in here? Just one sec. I'm just washing my top of the toilet tank real quick.
Oh, you're not?
I just, my phone's on vibrate. It was in my pocket and I was having a pee and it vibrated. It startled me and I got some pee on the top of the toilet tank.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think it's Javax because the guy was right cleaning there. It.
Why? Here, okay, if it's Javax, let me just wipe it off.
Let me. You have to dispose of that stuff here. Properly nowadays because it's like hazmat, you know?
Really? No,
and then hand it to me and I'll take it with me and I'll throw it out outside because you don't want that stuff getting in the air. No.
No, let me just, I'm going to,
just open the window and throw it out.
Hey, you just snorted it.
Okay, you ready? I told you. National Pork Producers Council.
Yeah.
The other white meat. That is a slogan.
That sounds like a slogan, I guess.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. Sheesh. Okay. We got knots. The Harold Rope Academy.
That's got to be a no-go.
We got knots.
Okay. Ready?
That's a no-go. But what was that never? What was the Gene Over?
Oh, yeah, his
picture?
Hair. Knot.
It's like knots.
But you spelled it wrong. You spelled it N-O-T. It's supposed to be K-N-O-T.
But
it's supposed to be K-N-O-T.
No, because your hair's all knotted up. It's not
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. You're not there to explain. There's a K.
But it's supposed to be the same thing. And your hair is all knotted.
Oh, it's supposed to. So people reading it are going to know that that's what it's supposed to do. Or you're going to be there when everyone reads it and explain it to them.
But look. If
no one likes a joke explanation, Joe.
But look, your fans are going to love it. It's a joke, you know? Like it's saying like your hair's like rope.
You're a joke, but the K is silent. That's why it's pronounced Joe.
I love it when he starts talking about, like, but this is for the fans. Why would I make a joke about myself?
Yeah,
like
right.
His own dialogue. He puts the narrows. It's all the liner notes. Like, rip,
not for the fans. It's a dig at his bro. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Tito's Tattoos. Ink about it.
Oh man, I hate that. That's so annoying. But it's a slogan for sure. It is, isn't it?
Slogan,
no,
but
oh, good. But I could
ink about it.
That's oh man, that's awful. Okay,
I have three left. How many do you have left?
I think I only have one left.
Okay, hit
me. I've done 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Okay, because nobody should be sucked through a wind turbine again. Iron Gate. Iron Gate Airfield Security.
Huh. Hmm.
Because nobody deserves to be sucked through a wind
The word again is a bit of a hint.
I like the wind turbine coming back.
I'm going to say Nogan.
That story is still a classic. That keeps
Oh, it's the best.
The reoccurring.
Oh, we should do a top five this episode. Those are fun.
The reoccurring.
Oh, we were going to do U2 guy, weren't we?
U2 guy?
Drunk U2 guy around the fire in the vein of Tom Petty guy. Yeah. Oh, let's do it. Okay, here's your speed round. I have three left.
Oh, okay.
Hellman's. Okay. Mayonnaise. Squeeze more out.
Slogan or nogan? That's totally a nogan. There's no way.
That's a slogan.
Get out of here.
You ready? Nintendo DS. Touching is good.
That cannot be. That's a slogan. You wouldn't make that up.
That's a slogan.
Yeah. And hold on. I got one that's last one here. It's a real estate agent, and on the sign it says, make dream come true.
Make dream come true?
Yeah.
Like one dream?
More like typo dream. So, I guess it kind of... I mean, it has to be real then, right? I wouldn't make that up, I guess.
That is real.
Yeah. It's, down the street, it says it on this big billboard in front of a...
Make dream come true.
In front of a lot that's for sale.
Do you remember when we were staying in Hamilton, there's a realtor named Joe Vine?
Yeah, Joe Vine.
And we were imagining what Joe Vine's slogans
yeah.
would be.
Yeah.
So you want to buy a house? I don't give a shit what you do. But if you decide you want to, call Joe Vine at 1-800-JOE-VINE.
Yeah. Fuck tomatoes. I don't care about tomatoes. I don't eat soup. You want to buy a house? Call me, Joe Vine.
If you're looking for a grape house, call me, Joe Vine. Thinking about selling your house? I don't give a shit what you do. I don't have time to sit around while you think, but if you make up your mind, call me, Joe Vine. Last slogan, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready, bud?
Yeah.
In-N-Out Burger. Isn't it time you had a little of the old In-N-Out?
I think that's real. That's a slogan, I think.
That's a nogan, bud.
It should
take
be.
A break, bud.
It should be, okay. Fucking right, eh?
Pool jams, bud.
What a day. What a... Oh, beautiful. So nice in this water. Oh, man. I gotta get me one of these.
Simon?
Yeah?
Can you just open the fence real quick?
Oh, come on. I'm in the pool here.
I know, but I noticed you put a door on that has a handle on the inside. It doesn't have a handle on the outside. Can you just hop out and just open the fence door?
All right. Okay. What?
Well, I was just I was just telling Helen how much I wish we had a pool on hot days like this.
That's what you were doing? You were just telling Helen that, eh?
And I just wanted to come over and say I sure do admire you. You're a lucky guy to have a pool on hot days like this.
So, hey, Roger, do you think you could be a little more sweaty right now? Like, did you actually add water to your face?
I'm like Ron Jeremy. Like, I'm just shellacked.
I mean, it's not that hot. It's not that hot out, and you're
That's the thing of it, though. Once you get in your head that you think you could do with a swim, then your body just starts to sweat it out in advance. So the reason that I came over here,
okay, was, hey, I just opened the pool like this morning. I'm just enjoying it. Come on, Grimby.
You just opened the pool this morning?
Yes.
Can I tell you something crazy?
What, Grimby?
I was just... Did I change my name from Roger? Roger?
Oh. Well, your last name's Roger Grimby.
Oh, yes, of course. I was just telling Helen that we should go for a swim at the lake because I said, I bet he doesn't have his pool open. So I was coming over to ask you if you'd keep an eye on my plants while I went swimming at the lake.
And you also splashed some water on your face and clothes before you got here. Just make it look like you're hot. And I'd say, oh, geez, you need a swim there.
Well, buddy. No, but I'm saying neighbor's choice. Do you want to watch my plants or let me have a quick dip? And I'm good either way. You should know that going in.
Get in the goddamn pool, all right? Jeez.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Oh. I do have my trunks on.
Oh, yeah, sure you do. Yeah, look at, oh, yeah, right underneath your pants, eh? Big, extra big, extra big, extra big pants, too.
Oh, no, this is foreshadowing. This is what my life is going to be. Good thing I don't have any nabes.
And big, huge pants to cover. Okay, you ready for the next jam?
Yes.
And then this time you're in the pool, yep. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Finally. First swim in the new pool. Can't wait to get in there. What the?
Hey.
What the hell are you doing in the pool?
Well, what are you doing home? I thought you were going to the cottage for the week.
Is that you, Lawrence?
Well, yeah, I can explain. Just give me one second to get out here and pass me that towel.
Hang on, you got the stereo going, you got the barbecue going. What the hell?
Please just let me explain. There was a squirrel on the fence.
Come on.
And I thought, by gum, I need to get that squirrel out of here, but so it doesn't drown in the pool. Climbed up on top of the fence. Next thing I knew, splash in the pool.
Why is there like 15 burgers on the grill and all those extra inflatable pool stuff? What's going
Ask
on?
Ask the squirrel. And all I didn't even notice that till I got in here.
And what's up with all... Look at all the paper plates and cutlery. What the hell's going on here?
Have you ever seen a more flagrant disregard for the environment than that squirrel?
Hey, listen. Are you having a party here?
What? Not anymore. No.
Is that a bus coming?
I can't imagine what it would be doing in our neighborhood, because I told the guy it is a cul-de-sac.
Oh my god, this is the bus that's from your church! Look, it's pulling up! All
Weren't you
people...
just saying it would be great to have a neighborhood party sometime soon?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Here you come, all your church buddies. Look at them all. There's 15, 25, 30, or 40 of them!
You know what? Jesus Christ, I'll go tell them not to come to the church swim party then. If that's okay. Sorry that using your water is such a
you know
putting
what?
You out so much.
I'm out of here. Enjoy the place. Turn the music up. Have at her.
All right. We're back on. Dear God, that was close. Right this way, gang. Burgers on the Barbie. Water's wet. Woo!
The guy's driven mad.
Okay, I'm in the water this time.
You're in the water this time?
Yep.
Okay.
And you be a kid.
Okay.
Darlene, we have some time before the kids get home.
Goodbye, oh my god.
Should we do a little of the old shaky shaky?
Guys! Mom and Dad!
You know
Dad.
What this song does to my candle?
Mom and Dad are playing Elton John, and then they're in the bathroom. They're in the pool together.
Did you hear that, Darlene?
I swear to God, they have no swimming trunks and swimming suits.
Who is peeking through? What kind of perv is peeking through the fence?
Mom and Dad, that's disgusting. Why do you have no clothes on?
Oh, for heaven's sake, you guys are supposed to be at T-ball for another hour and a half.
I told you to turn this music off. I hate this song.
It's just, sometimes adults need to have a little adult time.
But why are you putting this one on? This is the one with the dying princess.
I know, but when your mom thinks of what happened to Princess Diana, she feels especially vulnerable. And then I can hold her and she feels safe. You'll have similar arrangements when you get older and have a relationship.
This is disgusting. I'm going inside to play Nintendo.
I'm going inside too. You know what I mean? Racy.
Disgusting having sex in the pool.
Racy.
The Candle in the Wind 97 edition.
That was the Princess Diana edition, right?
Yeah.
Yas, green. Oh, man. We went camping this weekend, and there was a guy in the pool who was like, probably there with his two nieces, and he was having the best time of his life, except instead of Marco, he said Mako, playing Mako, Mako. He's kind of a... Tracy, who's the guy from SNL?
Tracy Morgan.
Yep. had a smile on his face the whole time, having more fun than any of the kids, and he was like the Pied Piper. Every kid that was within a 1 kilometer radius just wanted in because he made everything so fun.
Were you in like Massachusetts or something with the Marco Polo?
No, it was. It was called WOW, World of Wilderness Campground.
Where?
Shubenacadie, Nova Scotia.
Oh, okay. Shubenacadie. I've never been there.
Shubenacadie, nice spot, nice people.
What's the deal there?
Well, I noticed that a lot of folks seem to be your seasonals. So, you know, they've got it dialed when it's a camper, but there's an actual deck built onto it. So it's like their cottage. Like they park it there, build a deck onto it. Some people have sheds. Like it's a campground where some people are mowing their lawns.
Whoa.
You know, nice. They're all in when that's going down.
Yeah.
People were washing their cars. But this is my favorite move. I'd never seen this before. It was the garbage parade.
Oh, really? Everybody taking the garbage out?
Yeah, but here's what you do. You put it on the hood of your car. So people are driving down the road with bags of garbage on their hoods on the way to the dumpsters.
And what, in a row? Like all at the same time?
Garbage parade, yeah, because the checkout time is 11. So at whatever to 11, it's the parade of the garbage.
It's a nice way to put it.
There you go.
Fancy, hey?
We have a couple more pool jams, right?
Yeah, we do.
I was thinking of getting a sign that said, "Welcome to our L." Notice there's no poo in it. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, I like that.
Because you know the "Welcome to our OOL" sign?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to me?
I am listening to you. Welcome to the OOL. I'm getting the next jam ready. Ready?
I knew it.
Do you want to be in the pool?
No, you be in the pool.
But I don't get the L. You take the L away. No poo? You can't take a loaf in the pool? That's the thing?
Yeah.
No L in the pool?
Yeah, welcome to our L. Notice there's no poo in it. Forget it.
I gotcha. That's all right.
Hey, guess what?
Sometimes you're too fast for me there, bud.
Guess what, bud?
What?
My girls are walking in the door. So let's take a super quick break, and I'm going to repo.
Okay, and then you're in the pool, or am I in the pool?
You're in the pool.
Okay, I'm in the pool.
Jonathan Torrens, CBC News, Truro.
Cocktail, please.
You have another jam coming.
And we're back!
What?
Do you remember when...
What was that?
And we're black!
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
It was Jimmy Fallon, right? It was an SNL sketch where he was a morning DJ.
And we're back!
And we're black! By the way, before I forget...
The rain stopped.
Oh, good. So you're okay, bud?
All good now.
Before I forget, the venue that we're going to play in Oshawa closed down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bud's let us know. So our show in Oshawa is going on. We know the new venue, but we're not allowed to announce it yet.
Yeah. So we'll know next week. We'll have the venue and everything's all good. Your tickets will be all the same, and we'll have a great time in Oshawa.
Yeah, no different.
We will have such a good time. I'm looking forward to the summer rip.
Me too. And we're going to announce some September dates.
In the very near future too. With Alan Frew every night as a third guy. Imagine.
Just acoustic versions of like,
No, he sings a few jams, but it's mostly his candor and his opinion that we want.
It's like a songwriter circle, but there's only one person in it.
No, it's just he's on the pod as like an extra guy, imagine. I'll tell you what, I saw the same thing when I was having breakfast the other day. You know, like if he's just throwing his two cents in.
And we get Joel Plaskett to re-record Through and Through and Through as Through and Through and Through, and that's his theme song.
Imagine him on the Soch. He'd be great on the Soch.
Oh, he'd crush it on the Soch.
Right?
I like those little things that I had to put under the cheeseburgers and what do they call it? That Wimpy's.
Pickles. You can see him taking the piss, but also... No, but seriously, I think men and women are different.
that's what I'm talking about.
K
Okay, I'm Alan Fru on the social.
What healthcare is like that?
Yeah.
And then
all I know is that in Scotland, if you go to outpatients, you'll be waiting a while. No, but seriously, not a weekend, but a long time. You're one of those wonderful ladies on the social who are so welcoming and friendly. Ask me a question as Alan Fru.
You shouldn't be changing a diaper at 5 years old.
Yeah. It's not right to kiss your daughter on the lips after she's 7. David Beckham posted a picture on Instagram and Twitter is a flutter.
I don't agree with everything that Kanye says, but...
I can't agree with Putin and Trump at the same time. I'd like to hear Fru talking about world events. I bet he's dialed.
For sure, current events would be the best with Alan Fru. Fru or false, that would be the full on.
What if it's called a Scott in the Act? And every week, Alan Fru shares his story of a media personality who's Scott in the Act.
So he's just like, he's ripping apart each week some guy. Scott in the Act. This week we go out to PEI. PEI for... What's his face? Duffy. We go down to Mike Duffy. We get down to what he's all about.
Scott in the Act. Leaving a Tim Hortons when he's supposed to be at his desk on a taxpayer's dame.
Oh no, it's like...
His teacher was wrongly fired from his job.
I'm opening a fast food chain restaurant called Edinburgers. It's Scottish burgers because they've never had any. I don't know how I'm rolling so many R's even in words that don't have R's.
It's like a gyro with haggis.
Gross.
What's going on? Have we got any more jams left?
Two more jams.
Okay, you ready?
You're in the pool, remember?
I'm in the pool.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm down in the office now, which is cavernous because it doesn't have a very big carpet. And I think I can hear my snare, right?
Rattling? Turn
my
it off.
My snare's rattling every time I talk.
Turn it off.
How do I do that?
Is there a lever on the side?
Or turn it off, he says.
Is there a lever to bring it up and down the bottom? There should be.
I don't know.
Come on, look, on the side.
Oh my gosh.
Come on,
drum
at
me, bro.
This is it, Drum At Me Bro, segment 19. We're going to be talking
about... Do you want
me
to lay down a beat?
Snare tech... No, I just want you to turn off the snare wires.
I bet buds right now are like, please lay down a beat because they want to laugh at me.
Yeah, you know that the buds are.
Okay, so I have my snare in hand.
Yeah.
Now what?
Drum teching with Taggart.
Yeah?
Do you see a lever there?
What? Not what I would call a lever.
Well, anything that would make the snare wires come off the head.
Oh,
and
yeah,
off.
Okay.
Yeah, there. So leave them off, and then you're good. It won't rattle anymore.
Come on.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yep.
Okay. There. Whoa. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Because I've tried to record guitar
in
here,
bad
and it's
idea.
Too rattly.
Everything. Oh, yeah, of course.
Come on. A lever.
Yeah. Yeah. There you
learn
go.
Something you'll... every day, bud.
Yep, tell you that for free.
Here's is your kit set up in your house?
Well, it was, but now that I'm moving stuff around, I'm getting the basement, I'm putting some floor down now, getting the drywall done. Remember I had that issue years ago? It's all fine, but I'm just re-putting new floor.
Here's
and,
the truth.
Repainting down there, so I just took the drums out.
It's like... It's like that guy said, make good decisions easy and bad decisions hard. If your instruments are out, you're more apt to play them, like 90% more apt to, right? If you have to walk by your drums to get to the remote, you'll probably sit down.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, there's big TNT summer changes going on.
Yep.
It's good stuff. Lots of stuff to talk about.
Yep. Coming weeks are going to be good
up,
to us, bud.
Coming weeks will be golden time.
Okay, hit the pool jam and you're in the water.
I'm in the water.
Oh, really?
Dad?
What, son?
Can I have a glass of water?
Are you serious?
What's wrong? Is this about that girl you met on Tinder?
No, shut up, son. That's, you're sick and tired of that stuff. You know it's because I can't golf today.
You're crying because you can't golf?
Shut up.
Dad, that is embarrassing.
It's a member guest.
Don't you remember, though, you told me, you even said you only get a finite number of tears in this lifetime and you shouldn't waste them on things like that. That's ridiculous.
I was going to be playing with Gary Gugatomy, though.
How did you secure that?
Well, he's the pro at my club. Caddied for him in the Oshawa Open in 1998.
Okay, you know Connor in my class?
Yeah.
Well, how his dad owns a berry patch?
Yeah.
When they were looking for part-time berry pickers, do you want to drop me off at the berry patch and so that way you can go golfing with Gary Gugatomy?
But
I mean, would that cheer you up?
I would, but the tea time was 2 hours ago.
Well, you know Finnegan in my class?
Yeah.
His dad owns that track. Do you want me to text Finnegan and see if he can get you on and get you out as a twosome this afternoon?
That would be fantastic.
I feel like you're supposed to be setting a good example for me, and I just find it a bit weird that you're crying. Dad, please, turn that frown upside down.
But my my big piece of pizza is deflating.
the big,
huge piece of pizza that you blow up?
Shug is all in on the pool floaties.
Like the big, huge
She's bought
pizza
eight stuff. Of them. Pineapples, rainbows, an alligator, a piece of feces, and anytime she gets
a gift card
or something,
emoji?
She's buying pool floaties.
A poop emoji?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did we societally decide
to float that, on the pool?
No, that saying poo as a palindrome, poop. When did we collectively decide that that word is okay to just say whenever you want?
Well, it's, what else do you, I think that, well, it depends on who's saying it. It's the reason why it's said a lot is based on the people that say it, so it's very popular. That doesn't mean you or I have to say it. You could use other things, other words, like loaf or whatever.
I'm not super comfortable with that one either, but I find it less offensive.
What you mean, like, what's the most softest thing?
Yeah.
How about if you call it a Larry? Or a, you gotta take a Bruce?
Got a what?
Taking a Bruce.
Maybe it's something that rhymes, like a Roo.
Taking a Bruce.
A Bruce isn't bad. I suppose you could also just not talk about it.
Or what about, yeah, just go over there and do your thing. Number two, I guess, is the most simple and non-offensive I can think of. Loaf is terrible, comparably. I didn't think you were like, I thought you wanted something else that was like maybe fun.
Like let the jerseys out of the barn?
Yeah. Dropping off a few kids at the pool.
Okay. Negotiate the release of some chocolate hostages. My bod Jared likes that one. Okay, we have one more jam left.
The best is still empty in my back.
Oh, gross. Why? Or how about your ass locker?
It's just so gross, my ass.
Empty my back. I've never heard that before. It's awful.
Yeah, no, we've talked about that before.
It might be the worst.
You empty my back.
Because it actually stops you in your tracks long enough to think, like, is that how biologically, is that how it works?
You're like, is that how much can happen?
It's just there's something about that visual that I'm not super comfortable with.
Hold on, love, I gotta empty my back.
What took you so long? You empty your back. Or when this guy comes back from the bathroom.
He's like, did you empty your back or are you on the gag from the bathroom? You were in there so long.
It's only one of two things you could have been doing. You're on the gag or you emptied your back. That's
oh, it is the worst.
Okay, one more pool jam. Let's go. Let's do it.
You're in the water.
You're in the water.
Am I, Kim?
Oh, I'm in the water. I thought you're in the water. Character was saying that.
Oh.
Hey, Nathan, get in. It's fun.
Ooh, it's cold. It's too cold.
I know, but once you get in, it's not that cold.
What do you mean?
I mean, your body just gets used to it. It's like acclimatizing. Get in.
Ooh, it's too cold.
You silly egg. Get in the water, for mercy's sake.
Get in the damn pool.
Dad, he can't swim. I was only teasing. It's okay. I've got you, you silly nut. Doesn't stupid, it feel refreshing?
Stupid Mario Lopez pushed me in the pool.
Is that yeah. who that was?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, we're just doing impressions now? What's Christopher Walken doing here?
Sorry, someone said there was a party here.
Check out my biceps.
That was the worst Christopher Walken I've ever done.
I know. What happened there, Chris? You got sidetracked by my biceps?
Sure, I like swimming, but no more than the next guy.
Hey, who's got the cognac?
Who's that, the Wolfman?
It's Nick Nolte.
Oh my gosh. Not what? That's what we should do.
Me and Corey came into the bar here.
Do you have a floaty I can use?
Corey, what are you having?
Do you have a floaty I can use? A piece of pizza or some feces?
Yeah, over there. Go borrow those.
Man, Nick Nolte throws the best parties.
Hey, what can I get you, Mr. Hart? What do you want in
the drink? Oh, it's Giuseppe. He's the bartender.
Hey, so what do you want?
I'll have what Gordon Lightfoot's having.
I'm okay. Just having a sea breeze and liquorade.
I tell you, Gordy, this is the best Long Island iced tea I think I've ever had in my life.
Who's that?
It's Bernie. What the heck are you talking about?
Sorry, I couldn't see you with the sun behind you.
You've had a couple too many Caesars, Gord.
Gord's had too much to drink,
Drake, what are you doing here? Drake, hey, how are you?
I just came by to say hello. You don't know me, though. I went anyway to the party.
Hey, any of you guys want to hear me play guitar? I used to be in the Beatles, you know.
Oh, Randy Bachman. Party's over, man. You missed it. We're just winding things down.
What do you mean? I just brought my guitar and everything. Look. Thought I'd play a few songs. A few ones that
actually,
I wrote.
It's the wrong day. There isn't even a party today.
You know, yesterday by the Beatles, that was mine. I said, I called it today, but he said if I called it yesterday, it's not yours, so I can just take it.
Yesterday, as in when we should have blown this popsicle stand. Come on, Drizzy. We're out like we stole something. Peace.
I didn't see you there, Gordon. Oh, jeez.
I'm rolling with Gord. We're going to his house.
Are you guys all leaving for now, or you want another drink? Hey, come on. Give me another pina colada. I'm still thirsty. I gotta get a jag on before we get out of here.
Oh, this guy has to get a jag on before he gets out of here? Come on, Joe. This party's terrible.
Guess what? The Sandusky twins, they're in my room tonight. What do you say about that?
Even I need a written transcript of the last 5 minutes to understand what's happening. Yo-yo-stu.
Where did Drake come from?
He's at a party with all the maps. That'd be the wackest party Drake was ever at. Nice. Let's take a break, bud.
Hey, about a break.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
Hey, Dito, you fell asleep while I was in the bathroom, bro. Dito.
You're the only guy I know that goes to the bathroom out in the woods.
Well, doesn't mean we have to lose all civility. Hey, remember this one, bro?
Oh, man. Oh.
Remember?
Yeah,
I can't remember. Believe the news today.
Shut up.
I can't close my eyes and make it go away. Oh. Hello, how long must we sing this? Remember?
Yeah, hello. Man, stop it, stop hello. It. Hey. Gord,
what?
Quit it. That's enough, man. I'm trying to sleep.
Bro, why are you trying to sleep? We camp one night a year, bro.
It's 5 a.m. We've been partying since like yesterday.
What else are you going to do? Sleep in a tent?
Yeah.
Dude, remember when we went to see U2 at the ACC?
Yeah,
you didn't
whatever,
want the concert
man.
To end, so why do you want it to end?
No, I did want it to end. I do want it to end, man.
I just don't understand why you want it to end now.
Oh, man, you got to stop doing that stuff, man.
Hey, just remember this one? Just, I'll sing it nice and quiet, okay?
Okay, man. I'm just,
well, I wanna rain. Oh. Well, I want to hail.
Okay, man, that's enough. Stop.
Well, I wanna tap brand new wells that hold me inside.
Remember? Shut up. No, that's, yeah, I remember. That's
I
enough,
I want
man.
To reach out.
Dude, stop.
You ever notice how Bono says, just the flail.
Okay, just like understand wanna this, man. Remember.
Out.
Oh, stop it. Flail. Stop.
Here comes the change up, bro.
Well, the streets of the name.
I think, how do you find my accent?
It sounds the same as normal, like your voice.
Where the streets of the
oh, come on,
he says
man.
Meme like N-E-E-M.
Listen, now I'm awake totally. Like, it's 5 a.m. It's getting light out.
I want to feel sunlight on my face.
Okay,
he
stop
says,
it.
Feast.
Why don't you at least play another song?
What, like by someone else?
Yeah. Anybody
you know,
else.
One.
My heart is a bloom. Man, that's.
She jumps through the stony ground, and there's no room.
That's you too, man, still.
No space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. Remember that
why
one?
Why do you.
She said you had to care. The traffic is stuck.
Why you gotta stand up?
And you're not moving anywhere.
Stop it. Stop jumping around at me, man. That's
you
so annoying.
You found a friend.
Dude,
take
you're gonna jump
out
in
of
the
this
fire.
Place someone you could lend a hand. A hand.
Just
in
stop.
Return for grace.
Stop dancing.
You what?
Why do you gotta jump around like the guitar?
It's a beautiful
stop.
Day. That's why.
Just stop it, man. Why are you freaking got those glasses on? It's 5 o'clock. It's 5:30 now. Oh, man. Why don't you at least play something else? Some other band.
Is it getting better?
No, it ain't. That's enough, man. Stop it.
Do you feel the same?
Gordy Gack, would you just stop,
what?
Man?
Bro. Can I just tell you something?
What?
You used to so fud.
Yeah, you know why we all call you Gordy Gack, right?
Why?
It's no secret there, man. You're all hopped up on that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, that's real nice.
Yeah, you're like a lobster right now. You can't even talk. Your
that's
face
real
looks
nice.
Like,
I got too much sun and my bros are going to turn on me.
You look like the bass fish that's on the freaking wall. That
oh, that's
shakes.
Nice talk. That's nice. Real nice. You know what? I'm gonna stay up and party.
with or without you.
Gord, man, I just want some sleep. That's all. I don't care. You can
see
do whatever you want.
See the storm set in your eyes.
Oh, man.
See the Thor twist in your side.
Dude.
I'll wait for you guys.
Okay, could you
do you have a
please? Yeah, exactly.
Slide of hand and twist of fate. On the bed of nails, she looks we wait. And I've waited for you.
Okay, please, man, stop.
With or without you. Sing it, whisper it with me.
No way! I'm with totally not feeling this, man. I can't stand that. Stop. I hate
I'll
you
stay
two.
Stay up and party. With or without
yeah.
you.
But you gotta be 2 feet from my freaking face with the guitar?
I don't understand what your problem is, bro.
Well, maybe sit down over there instead of, like, singing, like, all up in my face.
Okay, answer me this question. When you said, Cheryl, I'm going camping with Gord, what did you think in your mind was going to happen?
Well, I mean, I kind of thought this was going to happen, actually. I figured this was going to happen.
Oh, I got it, bro. I'm a liability. I get it.
Well, you're saying it's...
You know what? I get it. Whatever. I get it.
Listen, I just play something else, okay?
Like, something else by U2?
No, like anybody else, man.
It's my favorite U2 song.
Look at the stars. Look how
Dude.
They shine for you.
At least it's a new band.
And everything you do. And it was called Yellow.
Hey, you know what? That's not U2, right?
Oh, that's not U2.
That's Coldplay, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're...
Mister hasn't bought a CD since 1990. He's going to tell me about music?
Don't worry, there's shit, too.
Who's shit?
Both. Coldplay and U2. That U2 went south after Achtung Baby, in my opinion. Well, Pop wasn't bad, I guess. But that's about it. Bono's a full-fledged idiot.
So you're standing here in front of my face and telling me that Yellow isn't U2.
Yeah, especially the fact that you're wearing the exact those stupid yellow Bono glasses. Yes, that's
what I'm
saying.
They are flame retarded. Next you're going to tell me Bittersweet Symphony isn't U2, idiot.
What?
What?
That's the verb. You are the idiot.
Well, I didn't use a verb in my sense, you idiot.
I said it's the verb, Richard Ashcroft. The verb, not frickin'
You're an Ashcroft.
You don't know anything, man.
You don't, bro, you're telling me? You're telling me about music?
Dude, you came in here with a Ziploc bag full of that stuff, and look, it's like a tiny bit at the bottom.
Do you know what it is? It's ant poison.
Yeah, well, you're poisoned, ant. Consider yourself legs up with all stiffness.
I'm going to play one more U2 song, and then I'm going to bed.
Oh, yeah, right. You're not... I bet you can't sleep for the next 3 days.
Here I stand with head in hand.
Oh,
turn
yeah,
my back to my friend.
That's not U2, man.
If he's gone, I'll party on till this night's end.
Best U2 song ever written.
That's totally not U2.
Hey, you got to hide U2 away. Hey, you got to hide U2 away.
Hey, listen. You're gonna have like a deviated septum by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Let me tell you something, bro. Just because the bridge of your nose isn't burnt out, you think you can boss people around? This is the last year for our annual camping trip. Give me your car keys.
Hey, you know what? You used to be a lot more fun when I could understand you say words.
Give me your car keys. I'm going to blow this popsicle stand, bro.
Yeah, you're blowing all kinds of popsicle stands.
I'm going to meet my friend Silky in the city because he knows there's still a lot of night left to howl.
Yeah, it's the morning anyway. You might want to hit the Mövenpick when you hit
Was
the
Was that in Sarcasma 12 font? I'm not an idiot. You're the idiot.
Why don't you take your Miata and get out of here?
Why don't you take the Miata and get out of here so I can sing the best U2 song of all time?
Now that's U2. You have fun today. I'm
good
leaving.
Chat, bud.
See you later. Bye, Gord. Gack.
Doom,